We are turning this evening to the doctrine of sanctification, and we're reading in Paul's letter to the Romans in the 6th chapter, Romans chapter 6, which on any estimate and on any interpretation must surely be regarded as pivotal in our consideration of the doctrine of sanctification. In the last two verses of chapter 5, Paul has said that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then he goes on, what shall we say then? This is in relation to his statement, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that have died to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, not in continuing of sin. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with Christ. I think it's the New English Bible that renders it very suitably and, I believe, very inspiredly. Knowing this, that the man we once were has been crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, I'm changing the authorized because the tenses in the Greek have the force that I'm giving them. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once for all. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, now the likewise refers to once for all. In the same once for all way, reckon ye also yourselves to have died indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Now you notice that verse 12 is the answer to verse 1, shall we continue in sin? And is the final capping of this phrase, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, as dead men come to life, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye used to be servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine unto which you were delivered, that is to say, in the preaching of the word. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness, in the sense that righteousness didn't have a look in your life. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God bless to us the reading of his holy word.